Radio Northern Beaches, 88.7, 90.3, streaming on the internet at rnb.org.au. And I have another guest in the studio, Jack van der Wagen, or van der Wagen, or van der... Which is it?
I don't mind. Anything will do.
Just call me.
Call me, that's
just
right.
Just call me. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Particularly if there's food around.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Now, Jack is here because...
Jeff, sorry.
Eh?
You got Jeff.
Jeff,
yes,
sorry.
Sorry, I should have corrected you earlier.
You should have,
I
yes.
Should have. Sorry about that.
That's all right. No, I'm
That's
sorry.
A good start.
I got it wrong. We'll have a competition to see who apologises most.
Oh, we'll have to get some Canadians involved. We'll both lose.
That's right. Now, Jeff is from the Mandaringa Radio Society.
Yes.
And he's here because last Friday, you see, was... I looked up on the web, and every day is a different day. And at my school crossing, I tell my school kids, they've got a smile to cross my crossing, Jeff, you see. But I tell them every day what day it is, and I tell them a little joke in the afternoon. So that they go into school smiling, and they go home smiling.
That's fantastic.
So last Friday, I found, was officially Lighthouse Day. So I said to them, well, you know, lighthouses, there to warn your ships away from danger, and that's what mums and dads and teachers do as well, when you think about it. And then I came across this story saying that you've got a Lighthouse Day in the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
That's right, we
so,
do.
Do you wink at each other electronically or something else?
In a manner of speaking. So the idea behind Lighthouse Day, I've stolen a quote off the official webpage for the competition, illw.net. The idea of the weekend is to expose amateur radio and the plight of the lighthouses to the public. So lighthouses don't have a practical use these days. Ships have GPS and, you know, there's no, unless all those systems fail, there's no real reason to have a light winking away on the horizon. But in terms of historical use, they're quite important, and it's wonderful to have, you know, such a facility up there. So the idea behind the weekend is that as amateur radio operators, we get up to the lighthouse, set up a little radio station, and try and talk to other lighthouses around the world.
And light ships.
And any other station.
Explain light
as well.
Ships. Explain light ships.
So light ship, that's probably, you've caught me on a good question there.
All right.
I believe a ship with a light or it could be like a, you know, beacon out in the water somewhere that's not actually sort of land-based.
Right. Gotcha. All right. So this keeps the feeling of lighthouses alive somewhere.
That's right. It keeps the feeling and the passion alive. So Barrenjoey Lighthouse, which is where we'll be operating all weekend this weekend, has a little museum at the base of the lighthouse and some tour guides from Chase Alive who will actually take you up the lighthouse, show you some of the history of it. There's a long series of different lights. They used to use acetylene gas back in the old days to actually light the lighthouse, which had its own dangers, being a very flammable gas.
Yes.
They had independent power, backup generators, all that kind of business, because back in those days the light was critical.
Absolutely.
It was safety at sea.
Yep.
And they'll show you all of that. So there's a long history of different, you know, devices that they've used up there. And it's just a beautiful spot.
Fantastic.
Beautiful place to be.
And you're going to sit up there.
We'll sit up there for the whole weekend. It'll be great.
And you'll watch the sunrise.
Yes.
Beautiful sunrise. Yeah. Wow, looking out over the ocean from the top of a lighthouse. Wow.
Yeah, it's
That's
a great
fantastic.
Spot.
Mm. Do you get many people turn up?
We get quite a lot of people turn up. Some have just decided to walk up to Barrenjoey for the day, you know, just for some exercise. Others knew that it was a lighthouse open day, and then they see us there and they're like, oh, why is there all this, you know, wire looks like a clothesline strung off the lighthouse, and they're wondering, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
And then they actually hear that we're, you know, amateur radios talking to other lighthouses, and then they get interested. Oh, cool, you know, who's the furthest that you've seen and all that kind of thing. Probably the most unusual contact I've had was a station came back with a call sign, and then they followed the call sign with Maritime Mobile, which basically means they're mobile on a ship somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the call sign, I knew which country the call sign was from, and I was a little bit puzzled, so I asked them for clarification. Turns out it was a guy with his ham radio station on a ship on a lake in the Netherlands. And that's the most unusual one I've had so far. So you never know who you're going to talk to.
No.
And people will come and listen to these contacts go on, and they're fascinated by it.
Yes. It is so good that amateur radio, that this sort of radio is not disappearing off the scene, because it's so easy just to disappear, isn't it?
Well, it is. We're fortunate by, you know, people who are into our hobby really enjoy it as a passion.
Yes.
There's many different aspects to the hobby. Some people love Morse code. Some people love voice. There's also a huge amount of potential in what we call digital modes. So to actually use a computer and some software to talk long distance. You can either do that, you know, quickly, slowly, strong signals, weak signals.
Yes.
You know, there's so many different aspects. And, and really, ham radio is sort of a focus for radio-based, but also general electronics-type hobbies. So you don't have to be mad into the radio side of things. You can enjoy flying, you know, like quadcopters or planes or something like that. They use a lot of that radio-type, you know, sort of technology for their first-person view. So yeah, there's anything like that is generally, you know, what we're about. So just a passion for anything technical, really.
So when people find you, I guess a couple of them, well, you'd get some of them joining up, would you?
We do, yeah. So I mean, we run Manly Warringah Radio Society. We've got about 60 members at the moment. We've been operating since 1923 in various forms.
Terrific.
Starting off down in Manly and then up at Beacon Hill for a little while. We're now based at Terry Hill's First Girl Guides Hall in the start of Macarthur Creek Road.
Yep.
So, yeah, we've been around for a while. Like I say, very diverse, you know, mixture of people and talents and knowledge.
Terrific.
Which is great to learn from. And we all have a good time. We're all very friendly people.
Well, you'd have to be, because you're talking to each other, to other people all around the world. Can't be shy about this.
Exactly.
So, so people can find you on all weekend,
From 10 o'clock Saturday until probably 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
Right.
We'll have a station up at Barrenjoey.
Right.
You certainly won't be able to miss us.
Yep.
Just follow the wire.
Terrific. So people can wander up there and get a feel for it. And and if they can't get there on the weekend, how do they contact you guys?
We've got a website, which is the best way, mwrs.org.au.
Manly Warringah Radio Society, MWRS, very good,
.org.au. There'll be links on there to contact
Terrific.
Us.
And all
you
right.
can see what we've been up to. You know, we
Excellent.
Run lectures, tech nights, all kinds of things.
Right. Good to talk to you, Jeff. Thanks for coming in this morning
and
talking to us about it. And good luck on the weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.